smoke one in the park, underneath the trees. Perfect time for me to set you free. Underneath the stars, feels just like a dream.
Said, but it sound better than smooth. That's for sure.
Took a shot. We ain't too.
I sound better than smooth. I know that. And how about them Cowboys, baby? Stomp on them Patriots.
Move on, man. Let's get out of here.
Best team in the league. I don't care if we got one loss. Best team in the league.
Round of applause.
Best defense in the league. Hey. Our defense had more points than your whole team.
Oh my God.
That's true though.
Just the defense. We could just play defense and it would have been good.
Y'all, as soon as Tom Brady left, Bill Belichick was going to be nobody for the next 6 years. Until we get another coach, we won't be anything. We won't be able to compete.
It's all right. I know they don't want to hear sports, but just had to let that smooth know. You know.
Look here, man. Y'all sorry, gonna have to let me intro this pod, man. Best team in the world. Crew Season Podcast, man. We back again. This episode 156, I think.
156. Ciento. 157. No, 6. Ooh, I'm tripping.
Just got him.
Oh, yo.
Got his ass.
Ciento, 156.
I've been waiting.
Ciento, 7. I'm tripping.
Finally got him. Tripping. OT is in the building.
Been a little drink. It was good, baby.
Y'all know Smooth is in the building. What's cracking, my
dude? Detroit AC, man. Another episode of Crew Season Podcast, man. How y'all boys doing, man?
Cool.
Good, man. Bless. Cool.
I'd like to see us active on that, on that live, you hear me? They've been telling me about TikTok Live, but I don't trust them.
Yeah, we got to tap in and see what that's talking about. I had to apply for some brand new monetization stuff they got on there that I had no idea. They done made some upgrades to it, so they probably is paying now.
Nah, they upgraded to downgrade the money. They upgraded the software, but that software upgrade, we might have to take another.
Take a little. Boys, we gonna be see. Robbing.
We gonna see, man.
Yo.
But yeah, man, salute to Crusader Nation, man. Mm-hmm. Salute to the Patreon, man. Salute to B-Box. If y'all haven't heard, we got another situation, another giveaway running right now. We're giving away two special Apple products, a brand new MacBook Pro and a brand new AirPod Max to a lucky winner, man, October 17th. Make sure y'all tap that link in the bio if y'all want a chance to win. Look, man, we here for the people, man.
Goddamn me.
We are hood people, man.
We came for y'all.
Some money.
And y'all ain't showing love back. Oh, they kick you in your ass. Kick you in your ass.
Nah, but we definitely appreciate everybody rocking with us, man. Again, you know, tap the link in the bio. It's going to be some tasks to complete. Each task worth a certain amount of points. Y'all know how this thing go. Nothing. On October 17th, we're going to pick a winner, man. And they're going to get a brand new MacBook Pro, brand new pair of AirPod Maxes, man. Salute to B-Box for making that possible.
And care package. We doing a care package too?
You're giving away secrets again.
Damn.
You just can't help yourself.
Bleep that out.
Bleep that out.
Bleep it out. And they get up.
Without further ado, man, while we was gone, I didn't really want to talk about it, but people did ask us to cover it. Brittany Renner was recently featured.
No, we wasn't gonna cover.
I know, man, but we got to get the people what they want, man.
Get the people.
Jalen Rose. Yeah, so she was recently on Shannon Sharp, Club Shay Shay podcast. I would play the clip, but they be real shout particular out Shay about Shay, that.
Yeah, yeah, real finicky over there. You real finicky
they be
over
flagging
there.
Flagging
to get my bread.
I ain't mad at it. But
we about to do it real soon. Don't worry about it. Right. Who you covering? Who Cruzies on?
Everybody been out there bootlegging. I got news for you, man. Everybody been out there bootlegging, stealing the clips, making faces next to them while we talking all that. We see y'all. We see that.
Need my percent.
Straight up, man. Niggas out here eating heavy on this. I'm seeing clips that got more views than I did. Hold on. How you know your clip get more views than mine?
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
But that's neither here nor there. But yeah, she was on there. She was discussing some things, and her and Aunt got to talking about body counts and things of that nature. And she proudly proclaimed that she had a body count of, what was it, 35?
35, what she said.
And she's 32 years old or something like that?
Somewhere around now, yeah.
Right, so when that clip went viral of her speaking on them 35 bodies, of course, the internet went crazy.
Fake capping.
You got people on one end saying, stop trying to body police women, right? She's a young woman. She should be able to exercise her sexual innuendos if that's what she wants to do. And then you got the other side saying she a hoe. She a toss. That 35 is not a real number. She gave that number out. So, I mean, we got to multiply by three. Word to J. Cole.
Yeah.
So, 105. People saying, you know, that is an egregious number. Even despite the fact that she's 32 years old. I want to get y'all take on that, man.
Man, all them niggas that's saying that, all the women that's saying that, that tells me y'all ugly than a motherfucker. That's what that tells me. That's all that's telling me, man. Hey, if you fall under that, that's what that tells me, man. Ugly motherfuckers.
That's crazy.
Ain't nobody talking to y'all gorilla asses.
You aren't desirable.
Bro.
Damn.
Bro, that's just real, dog. It be them talking. Oh, that can't believe, nigga. Just because you got one body, you lucked up and fell up on some ass because they was drunk or something. You understand me? That don't happen to everybody.
Right.
You understand me? Some people wake up and ass want to be on their face before they brush their teeth, man. I'm just saying, bro. You understand me? Hey, man, I'm tired of the society we living in, dog. All y'all niggas is soft. Every single one of y'all, man.
It's tough, man. Oh, 35 bodies at 32. 35
bodies.
I mean, what's your take on it?
Look, first off, what's too much?
Nothing!
Is there a number that's too much?
First off, it didn't count if she ain't get the nut. Or if you ain't get the nut, it didn't count. So some of the bodies that you think you got, it really ain't no body. It was that's just a body. Mistake.
I don't care what you say. It's a body. If I saw you naked...
Nah, I can't count that.
That's all but half a body.
So now that unpacks a deeper conversation.
Come on.
What counts as a body? Because there's some situations to where head was gotten.
That's a body.
But I think
that's a throat.
I think Plies made a video on that or something. He said some situations like head it count. If y'all got down to it or whatever, y'all got interrupted, that count.
Mm-hmm.
If you use the condom, that count.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, without it count. Hand job count.
Hand job count.
Any type of penetration,
dry rub,
touching,
dry rub, lap
that
dance,
low key count.
That count.
That low key like count.
That's what they was
the
saying.
Dry rub lap dance.
What they saying it's some people that can orgasm off a dry rub lap dance.
Yeah,
that's real.
He ain't had a scoot on your leg before. The whole leg be wet.
Hey, yeah,
he wouldn't know about that.
But on me on the returning end, this thing ain't coming unless I'm getting some pounding on. Be hard, so
it's like I got to extend though out. It ain't happening.
Oh, that mean people tripping is what it is. I mean, especially today. I mean, today, that's especially like high school girls getting half of that in high school,
bro.
You know, especially when they get into college, they want to be adventurous,
bro.
First semester. They tackling 10.
Yeah, freshman year.
Damn near. They be wild. This is what it is.
By middle of sophomore year, you on top of 30. I'm telling you that right now.
That is a wild number.
That's a wild number. You say it out loud.
But that's for people that people just fall on them, dog. That ain't for ugly people, bro.
Would you? Okay.
Ugly people, you go through your life maybe hitting like three people, man.
Okay.
That's so
would you,
real.
So would you say, okay, by 25, what would you say, give me a number on the average what would you think the average amount is? Well, about 25.
So
that's somebody, and somebody that's been through college.
Okay, that's somebody that's been through college. I'm not talking drop dead gorgeous or you know what I'm saying?
They in between, just average person. They not no person. They not no fraternity.
They not no fraternity.
They just every
day. They not ugly, but they not
right.
like overly handsome.
Right. They just
they on some ass.
Middle pack.
They on some ass.
Give me a number though. 20 by 25. Give me a number.
A woman or a man?
Both.
Man, I'ma go. Shit. I'ma go 25 to 30. And for a woman, same looks, I'm going maybe 50. I'm going maybe 50.
You wild. Ain't no way. Ain't no way.
Because you got to realize,
ain't
like,
no way,
through them college years, bro.
Ain't no way.
When she first touched that campus, she intrigued.
You know what I'm thinking, though?
She intrigued. Right. I'm telling you. You know, and when she first touched that college, she intrigued. We're not talking high school shit. Most people don't even put that in there.
Because, you understand me? Because think about when you was in school, right? The ones who were super gorgeous, they was a little bit selective with their shit. But the ones who, again, not the prettiest girl in the group, but she, you know what I'm saying?
She right
in
the middle. She middle.
She trying to prove herself, right? So she competing with top girl for niggas. So she giving up the ass at a way more frequent pace than the top.
So now, you agree on 50?
50 is a wild number. I mean, 50 is a wild number.
Because you got to realize.
But I'm saying she would have way more than a woman who's attractive.
But you got to realize the one that he just described like that, like we talking about, she always on the scene.
Right.
She
chasing it.
Yeah, she chasing them. So she falling for anything. And some of the guys she don't even like. Some guys she won't do it to her again. It was a waste of her time.
Very true, very true.
But that's a body.
And then also think about it from the male perspective. Those is the ones that you can get rid of quickest. Because she already know this ain't going to be nothing long term. Especially if you got some status or you little whatever. Of course, everybody, we done talked about it. Everybody got their top pick of the woman and whatever. But let's say she busy that night. Or let's say she ain't pop out that night. We going to, you know what I'm saying, the second, third, fourth option that we know guaranteed. We coming through there doing our thing, getting up out the way. And we ain't got to take her in public. We ain't got to do nothing. Facts. So those women will be way more open to that, which means that they going to have more bodies.
And she never upset. She never upset. That woman is never upset at you.
Very true.
You never got to do too much in nothing, bro. Mm-hmm. She know what time it is.
Very, and both of y'all are 1,000% correct. Uh-huh. But this is the only, this is my pushback.
Uh-huh.
We also know a lot of those women, too, are very selective when it comes to it. Because if everybody not satisfying her, the one you can call up on that, she allowing only you to come up and beat like that. She ain't gonna have 4 or 5 lineup that's pleasing her the way you could. They may trick on her, but as far as getting that ass, I don't know, man. That's my only pushback because of that.
So you saying that the one at the top, you saying, would be like more concerned about dudes pleasing her than the woman we talking about? Or you talking about the woman we talking about?
The one y'all talking about.
The one we talking about don't give a damn about being pleased. Mm. She happy to be there.
Yeah, she's
that's
happy
just real.
To be
like,
that's the one below that
football player.
That's
the one
below that.
She messed with a football player. She messed with somebody who pledged.
We ain't talking about the 6, B. Something we talking like about that. The you not a 4, yes.
Nah, we talking about the 6.
I think
bro.
The 5-6 will be right there with him.
The 4, 5, and 6 is gone.
In that window, they gone.
In that window, they gone, bro.
If you got some status for real, like they cool with it. You pledging, you playing football, you known for getting a lot of hoes. They gonna be way average, more willing to get that ass.
Average
to.
Woman, average average college dude. We I don't see saying, no 50.
Because you got to realize the average woman, we talking the average looking woman, she is getting shot at a ridiculous
she shot
rate.
At, but she's not giving it up like that.
The finest
I
woman,
think she is.
No, she is. I the finest she woman, she not getting shouted at crazy because niggas like, if I shot at her, she gonna dub me right there. She gonna climb me. I'm telling you, bro.
Some of them fine ones early
I'm telling
on,
you, bro.
They be slutty.
They be slutty
I'm
to
early
some
on.
Niggas, though.
I ain't saying you're wrong.
Not, yeah,
but I'm saying this. We done all been in a situation to where it's a group of women there.
Mm-hmm.
You got one who is the clear-cut baddest one
okay.
there.
Okay, yes.
You got the next one who probably right up under her. She fine or whatever, but she ain't bad as the baddest one.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a tier underneath that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Those women are typically the most friendly. They typically the most they the ones that's
the
most talkative
yep.
personality. They making niggas laugh, all that. And then you got the just chick who just everybody's like, why are you here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right now, her
you
following
the why
are
you here?
No she ain't getting no you in the way.
Say, bro, I'm gonna need you to raise your fingers real quick.
You in the way.
I'm out.
You gotta take the L, man. You gotta take the L so we can win, gang.
I'm out.
But
if you leave, it's gonna be outnumbered.
I'm out.
That's the one Tiffany got the attitude. She trying to rush her homies out of the party. You know what I mean? That's the one. Ain't nobody on that one. But the, I'm talking the about the tier. One. Yeah, the response, quote unquote, but by force.
By force. Because nobody in that like.
Right.
That's crazy.
So again, the tier right up under the two baddest ones.
Okay.
It's like a window, about 2-3 of them right underneath that.
All
right.
Mm-hmm.
They the ones that you know that every dude in the party, if we looking at that group, we like, oh, them is for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I want the top and the one under her. But if that fails, them three right there, them two. Going. They gone. That's guaranteed ass.
They gone. And you can bend this shot at the top ones.
Right.
They still gone.
Of course.
I'm telling you they gone.
50 by
so 50 ain't dog. Hey, and 50 ain't a bad number, bro. It's not people be trying to body police people, bro. 50 is not a bad number, dog. It's plenty of people 33 years old. How old Brittany Renner? 30 years old. 30 years plus, bro. How many people have you talked to in your lifetime that you was trying to have a relationship with, that you were trying to build something with? A lot of y'all single when y'all 30. Let's just keep it a bean. Y'all be trying to be outraged, but if when you do your calculations on yourself, you might be approaching 100. You understand me? Because you trying and you failing. You trying and you failing. You understand me? And everybody is a physical creature. You may talk to somebody, goddamn me, figure out they ain't got no conversation or nothing, but they fine as hell and you just want some sex. Shit like that be happening in this grown space, bro. You understand me? So for the people that was fake outraged, that tell me they ugly for real. Your ugly ass.
I'm going to say 17.
Nah, bro.
17 bodies.
Nah, bro.
And that's the other thing kind of high.
Okay, well, here's a question.
17 bodies walking on Lamar. 17 walking on
Lamar. Do y'all feel like the number only matters when the man knows it? Or do y'all feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's say, here's a question. Let's say you dating a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all been rocking for years.
Mm-hmm.
You had no idea. Y'all didn't go to the same school, whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
And then y'all, you know, in y'all bag, y'all getting close to marriage, conversations, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody from up past pop out of nowhere. Let's say y'all go to a class reunion or something.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody pull you to the side. Hey, bro, I ain't trying to get in your business or nothing like that. But your girl back in the day, she was going crazy.
He getting stole off on.
She got at least 60 bodies.
He getting stole off on.
At least. How y'all responding to that information?
I don't know you, nigga. Why you coming here and telling me about my...
Yeah, I got to get physical with you.
I'm still off on you.
I got to get physical with you.
Grab a nigga by the collar.
You understand me? Now, if my boy approaching me with that, hey, man, I got word.
Right.
You understand me that this was going on.
Right.
Back. Y'all talked about this.
Right.
Before you crossed that, you talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me?
And he say 65. She got 65 bodies for sure, bro. She used to get trained.
Are we living in her city or mine?
I see where you going. Because that matters.
Where you going with that?
If we in her city, it's over.
Right.
It's over. I ain't going to say it's over. Because we can be.
Because everybody, be you in the city, they're going to be.
But we got to move.
you got your good one there, my boy.
Yeah.
You got your good one there.
And then on top of that, you know, niggas are slick. Niggas still be trying to shoot at your wife on the low. All right, nah, bro. Like, if we in her city, we gotta move.
I seen y'all eat you with your little man.
Yeah.
Your little man.
Lil. It's crazy, bro.
Nigga don't do you like I used to.
But we in my city, I wouldn't care. If we in my city and she not from the same city as me.
You're not tripping.
I'm not tripping. I don't even care about that.
So we can go as far as to say, like, outside perception kind of matters in that. Oh, okay. No, we ain't even get old answers. So we going to put you in the same scenario.
I don't want to know at all.
Your homeboy come to you say, hey, gang, I found out it's 65 bodies on that. How you taking that information?
My partner came and told
me. Your homeboy.
That.
I got word, bro. I verified it. It's 65 bodies on
them. Five niggas over there hit.
That's different. Them niggas in the same room.
Y'all in the class with you and your boy
nigga,
come to you.
To
hey, man, them five niggas over there,
it's
man.
It's about
hey.
To be a royal rumble with this motherfucker.
Point not specific niggas is crazy. Point not specific niggas.
It's about to be a royal rumble.
You see them
with
three,
this
then them two. And I think old boy went to the bathroom with him too. He had it first.
And then I'm looking at her crazy like, them niggas hit.
Yeah, hey, for real. Cause that matters too, boy.
My nigga, that's big, out of shape. He's sweating and shit, just walking around.
Cause I don't care to know. I don't care to know.
Mm-hmm.
But if I find out, if it comes to me, I am judging your quality of motherfuckers before me
for real. I am judging them motherfuckers because they're letting me know if I upgraded your life and you should be thanking me. I'm saying, well, I'm a blessing anyway. But anyways, you know what I'm saying? Or if I just need to be like, oh shit, she was on top of it. Shit, she ain't have to be here. You know what I'm saying? Right. Because it's, hey, it's some niggas deal with that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Some niggas, like if you get you a ball player, ex gal or something like that, bro, she ain't got to be here, fam.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So all that matters, bro. All that matters, dog. Or her man, a crackhead now, a dope fiend. You just stepped in raising this man child, all that type of stuff, and she trying to talk to you crazy, handle you crazy. Oh, it's over. It's over. We got to readjust some things around here because I see what you was dealing with at first, and that's what you liked. You understand me?
Well,
team here, wanted something different.
Here's the thing, though. We got to give room for growth, and this is why.
Mm-hmm.
Right? There's certain some dudes who back in the day, they used to like a woman who was a bit of a loose cannon. Crazy,
mm-hmm.
acting a fool. You see what I'm saying? But that man today don't value that. He may value a chick who chill low key. You see what I'm saying? So we can't necessarily judge somebody for what they used to like in the past per se.
Cause I liked them. Wow.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if we got to give men that grace, then how are we gonna take it from them?
I'm giving grace, but I ain't like nothing wild, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
If you was a loose cannon, I didn't even want to hit. I knew you was a loose cannon mother too.
I did.
So I couldn't do it.
Loose cannon got that loose.
I feel you. I hear it all the time. But I never know.
I heard about it.
Back in the day.
So I guess we can come to the consensus that common perceptions matter in the body count situation.
Somewhat. Because I don't need you embarrassing me and my family. Like, it's everybody. Because you attached to me. So that's my family. That's my friends. That's everybody. Everybody connected to me.
Right.
Oh, you date. Oh, your cousin is. Mm. Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's just, hey, I'm sorry. It's, hey.
Yeah. Game out there, baby. I mean, and that's the part that I think women don't really realize, man, is that, you know, again, man, like, we put our woman on so high of a pedestal when we make you our woman, bro. But before that, we don't really give a damn. But when we make you our woman, we almost hold y'all to unfair standards. It just is what it is. You mm-hmm. see what I'm saying? So if
that's true,
a man get that type of intel, and it's like finding out that Santa Claus not real as a kid, or finding out that the Tooth Fairy is fake. It's like, wait, what? My girl? Hell no. Ain't no way. You see what I'm saying? So I think that part that I didn't guess that, or I didn't put two and two together, I think that's what hurt a man, plus having to walk around with you. And now we paranoid because, again, most women is not going to give you they actual number. That's just what it is.
Right.
And the more times than not, even if you get a number or you get some kind of inkling of a number, it's worse. So now we walking around as a man, just like Smooth saying, like, are we in her hometown or we out the way? If you in her hometown where all of this stuff might have happened, let's say y'all went to school in Houston or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now every time y'all go out and a dude come up, recognize her, shake her hand, hug her, you like, yo, my damn, ain't he here too? He too. You see what I'm saying? So, like, that's the mindset. Like, a man is driven by his ego and his pride. And it's hard for a man to have pride walking around with you on his arm if so many men can say, yeah, I had that. I know what the back of them tonsils feel like. I had her folded this way. I used to, man, I was going crazy. Well, that's your girl?
Still
congratulations,
got a video.
My boy.
Still got the video.
No, that's crazy.
That's what we're having.
But that's real, though. That should be happening. So I think that's more so what crushes a man. You know what I'm saying? But I think most men would never know that because let's just keep it real. And this is another thing that men don't get credit for. Men keep it G when we used to smash something. Men not coming up to you and blowing up the spot when we see you with your man or we see you in your relationship or whatever. We may, you know, give you a little night, what's up? You know, boom, keep it pushing. It ain't going to be all of that, oh, let me hug you with the arm around your neck. How you been doing, girl? You good? Oh, this your man? Oh, excuse me, bro. This mine. Bro, no. Men ain't doing that.
Ever.
But women...
She trying to give you that I'm in love with you hug while you with your girl.
Bruh.
Like, what the fuck is you trying to...
Get off of me!
Whatever me.
You know what I'm saying? That's real. Like, bro. But, like, men gonna keep it G. Now, don't get me wrong. There are some dudes who just got loose lips. He running his mouth. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But most dudes, especially if some time done passed, we see you married with kids and da-da-da. Like, we see you out. We may not even acknowledge you. It may be a head nod. What's up? Keep pushing. It ain't that. But like a lot of women be trying to make it known, hey, I was with him, or we had something, you know what I'm saying, hugging you with both arms around your neck, and you're like, what you doing, bro? We was rocking 5-10 years ago. Which you know why you all wouldn't be like this?
I was 18 when I liked you. Get out of here.
It's real, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man.
It's a good question. So, here we go. So, I'm going to get into something real quick. So, because of that.
Oh, you got the radio voice.
All these bodies, right? Mm-hmm. Can the past whole history be deleted?
In my opinion, yes, because I don't want to know. I'm telling you, I truly do not want to know. If my wife didn't tell me names, I still wouldn't know to this day. I wouldn't care. I don't care about that.
They That's how most men think.
And I'm staying right. But if we was in her city, then yeah, I would care. Yeah, it would bother me because, like he said, like when we out and all these type of things, you know, where we come from, niggas is reckless, bro. Mm-hmm. Niggas get that drink in their system. Niggas be acting like they just tough when they with 20 niggas, not knowing I would pull up on 20 niggas.
You understand me?
But niggas be acting like that. So, yeah, I'm glad we moved away from where we
put them hands down.
But you understand me?
Put them hands down.
Shit like that. So, when it's shit like that, bro, like, nah. But since we out here, shit, I don't care nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? I don't run into... Matter of fact, I don't run into nobody that know my wife. I run into people that know me.
Right. I don't think that can be deleted. Some bodies, some people just can't be deleted.
How so?
If you ain't done some reckless stuff... Some shit that's online, especially today with social media.
That's true.
Yeah, that's different.
That's different. I'm glad we came up in the time where it was shaky, baby. To do right. That.
These days, everybody got OnlyFans. Like, it's crazy, bro. You go in and they be on Reddit, bro. You be talking. I'm talking about just chicks who got a little following, chicks who got a little fame, got a little Instagram. You be like, let me go see what type of name in Reddit. There's a bunch of news. You be like, man, her too.
Hey, careful, I gotta tell y'all this though.
Shit crazy.
They just had a little boy, 9 years old, kill himself, man, because the other kids found his mama OnlyFans. And they teased him with it. Man. Remember I said a year ago, two years ago.
I said it too.
They was gonna be weaponizing it. So ladies, you understand me? Is that money more important than your child's sanity?
But they saying they gotta do that to provide for the child.
All I'm saying.
But you know what the wild part is most of them ain't making no money.
Yeah, that's what
I think that's what's not being spoke on enough. Like we make it sound like, you know, oh, she fine, she gonna make OnlyFans. She making some bread enough to pay her lifestyle. That's not reality. It's a lot of chicks who got OnlyFans that ain't making shit. And that's why the OnlyFans be deleted in 2 years. But you done already posted them videos, you done posted them pictures
that's what I'm saying.
And niggas done saved them to their phone, posted them on Twitter, posting them on Reddit. All type of shit like that. So just like I was saying, like that type of stuff, I agree with you 1,000%. You see what I'm saying? But again, if you're dealing with a chick, let's say, because this another thing that hoes don't get credit for.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just that. Since we having a conversation, let's just open the conversation up. Hoes don't get credit because most of them are discreet as hell.
Discreet.
Most of them are discreet. They not out there acting the fool. Like I'm talking about the nastiest girls you know. They not out there just on the scene letting everybody know that I'm this, letting everybody know that I'm that. They quiet as hell.
Yeah.
They low-key as hell. And who they rock with. You don't ever hear nothing about them unless the man leak it out.
You don't know till they know, till you know.
It's real rap, bro. I know a girl right now. I would say her name if we didn't have millions of people watching this podcast. That is happily married, was a past escort for 10 years.
Oh my God.
10 years, no kid, no nothing. She is gorgeous, right? Past escort, whatever the case may be. Now she is married with 2 kids now, happily. Dude has no idea.
Chilling. In a good life.
I'm talking about, and she ain't, if you look at her page, you wouldn't see nothing remotely to that.
She did it the right way. If you're going to do it, be discreet. You can't just be giving away for free and, you know, just all out there being nasty and just being dirty with it. Like, if you a little professional about it, I think it's a little more acceptable.
But you got to realize, too, though, people around, like if they stuck to the code of our generation, we wasn't doing all that. All our women was being discreet in this shit. You understand me? But, you know, they got this new generation, then you got the childish people in our generation that want to be the young people and that OnlyFans shit. Not knowing this AI shit that then came about be stripping y'all whole goddamn... OnlyFans for free. Strip it down. Don't never subscribe to nothing. They just strip it down. Now all your news, your videos, all that is in the Reddit community, all on the porn website.
Free trial for 3 days. My whole access to my whole library. Them niggas just screen recording the whole thing.
I'm telling you.
One of them young niggas hit me today. It was like, bro, if you type these girls' name in Reddit, bro, you're going to come. I'm like, first off, what the fuck is Reddit? I don't know what that is.
See, Reddit is a community where it's like from what I've been knowing it, bro, they give you the tips. Like when that stock shit happened.
Right.
Go on there to get that. Mm-hmm. You want to learn how to hack some shit. Mm-hmm. You want to go on the black market to get some shit. Mm-hmm. You do that. But okay. When that OnlyFans shit come out and they got damn start putting it on there, if you a serial porn addict,
Just
go on Reddit, man. You can find anybody you want. Just type in the Instagram girl name, and it's gonna come up with all her nudes, fam.
Bro, it'll be some chicks that broke my heart, man. I'm thinking like, damn, this girl, you know what I'm saying? She got her head on, she doing her shit, she blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. Type that name in Reddit, you like, wow, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But that's neither here nor there. We not sex worker shaming or anything like that. We're just saying that it's
just watch yourself.
Consequences that come with it, bro.
So watch yourself.
That's all. But all right, man. Let's get off that. Prayers to all parties involved, man. Salute to Unk, man. Unk going crazy. Podcast going crazy, man. Mm-hmm. I think he put that video out. I remember he got 200,000 views in like a day and a half. Boy, that's on his bag. But all right. It was a situation or a conversation was going on where a young lady was talking about we have created an era of narcissists as far as women are concerned. I'm going to play this clip, man, get y'all take on it.
It is a generation of narcissistic women. And what's happened is the rise of social media and the rise of online dating and the rise of feminism has taught women that they are not to blame for any poor choices. Every poor choice is glamorized. So if you want to be a sex worker, it's great. If you want to post in bikini pictures online, it's fine. If you want to be in with it, every poor choice is glamorized. And every internal reflection is seen as gaslighting yourself. So they've even got terms for internal reflection to prevent it happening. And so what will happen is they are trained to not reflect on themselves because we've been told we've been oppressed for so many years. Now it's time to make sure we project. And so we don't take any accountability. And as a result, when we get into relationships, if we don't feel completely soothed all the time, he must be a narcissist. He must be a manipulator. He must be gaslighting. He, rather than I.
Thoughts?
That is a fact. That's a fact, dog. When I remember I seen this video a couple days ago, she ain't lied one bit, dog. Whole generation is built to say, you're never wrong, ladies. I'm never wrong. Even if I accuse somebody of something and I know it's false because I'm trying to blackmail them, you're not wrong when it come out and hit the public. You understand me? I'm not wrong when I don't let a man see his kids and all he did was break up with me, and since I want him and he don't want to be with me, I can keep his kid from him. And then when that hit the world, girl, you not wrong. Bro, it's a lot of shit out here, bro. Oh, when that man held you down, he working and shit, he making his 50, 60,000 holding the household down to let you go to school so you can go chase your dream and your bread. When you get into position and you start making that, you come out of the gate making goddamn 80 or 100 racks. Oh, it ain't your bad if you leave him in the dust, girl. It be shit like that, bro. Like, they never at fault. So, yeah, she ain't lying, bro. We got a whole generation of narcissistic women that will be in the nursing. I think the nursing home living is going to switch maybe in the next 30 years. About 30 years, when we hit 960s, the nursing home going to be full of women instead of men.
I think that, matter of fact, I think it's that way right now. As far as percentage-wise of people in the nursing home, it's more women in the nursing home than men. That's a fact. Matter of fact, because I was watching a debate on YouTube the other day, and they threw that fact out there. Yeah. Oh, we've created a generation of narcissistic women. Nothing they do is wrong, and everything. Or there's a valid excuse for it, even when it ain't. What's your thoughts on that, man?
Yeah, I agree. I think we talk about that a lot in various ways. Social media, social media has just created like a monster out of certain people. It just makes them feel entitled. It makes them feel they have unlimited access to whoever they want at all times.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're dealing with the real life, that kind of skews things a little bit. However, whenever you're online, you can portray yourself to be somebody else. You can act and you can hide and you can do all these things for a very long time. That's why so many people get away with the shit that they get away with.
Right.
And just so the social media, you could just, you know, have a whole different persona and just, you don't even have to be real to get numbers in people because there's so many people that's just so horny and just craving for attention and wanting just a sexual urge and just a sexual feel from somebody, like half the time the shit don't even be real. But yeah, it's just a somebody said the other day too, I was it was a similar clip, but they were just saying how what we always talk about, they were just reiterating that, you know, you'll get all this attention and you'll get all these men that want you, but how many of those men actually want to date you? How many of those men actually want to marry you, right, and gonna want to spend time with you and get to know you compared to everybody else that's just want to do what they do? So yeah, social media definitely didn't kind of skew the market a whole lot, and you know, people just don't have a real sense of reality right now. Social media just, it's wild, and unless you get outside, you don't really understand it. But if you on your phone constantly, if you constantly in comments, if you constantly, you just flirting with people and things like that, yeah, it seemed like you got unlimited access. But in real life, when that phone slow down, when you got to go to sleep, when you wake up and that phone dry, you know, the real finally hit you.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's the issue is twofold. I think one is media and like the pressure of not being canceled. Me Too, all of that. Like, it got people to where we scared to hold women accountable. Let's just call it what it is. Most men, if we gonna keep it real. Now, you got some men who just don't give a damn. I'm gonna tell it like it is. It is what it is. You see what I'm saying? But then you got other men who kind of got to walk on eggshells. Like, even when she's dead wrong, I still got to be careful with how I deliver it. I got to be careful with how I hold her accountable and things of that nature, because I don't want to get canceled. I don't want to come off like I'm a misogynist or like, you know, I'm downing her plight and things of that nature. So that's one end of it, right? The other end of it is just upbringing, programming. I think we spoke on this before. Most men who have daughters, or just people who have daughters, period, like, you kind of raise your son to be able to take bumps and bruises, because that's what's going to happen when you go outside. You are forced to be accountable as a man. There is, like, your accountability and your success are directly correlated. If you are not accountable as a man, you will be a failure in life. That's just what it is, right? But there are women who don't have to be accountable, and they can run into the right man, be married, and be well off for the rest of their lives. You see what I'm saying? That's not our reality. So I think that stems from raising the women. A lot of us raise our daughter totally different than we raise our son. If my daughter do something, it's always an excuse for it. Oh, it's my baby. She crying. Let me pick her up. What did y'all do to her? Even going to the schoolhouses and stuff. Your daughter acting up. You going up there, you ready to fight the teachers, fight the principal. Hell no, my baby ain't do none of that. You know what I'm saying? To where if it's your son, it's a little more like, all right, well, what the hell you did, boy? Like, what did you do? You see what I'm saying? So a lot of women are raised from young to not be accountable. It's always going to be somebody to bail out because she's a woman. Or if she does something too egregious, leave her alone because she's a girl. You don't mess with girls. Girls can kind of get away with things. And that creates grown women who are still allergic to being accountable because they never had to be their entire lives. So when they get into a relationship and they do shit wrong in a relationship, we've said it all the time. Woman to cheat on her man and we'll be like, what did he do to make her cheat on him? Or a woman to not give her man sex, okay, well, he must not have been being romantic. Or he must not have been taking her out. Or he must not have been being considerate enough to her and things of that nature, right? But let a man go out there and cheat. He's the worst man in the world, right? Let a man leave his woman. Oh, he's a terrible leader. Don't matter how toxic the woman was. Don't matter how many times laws had to be called and he almost had to go to jail because he trying to put his hands on her. Put her hands on him, throwing furniture, throwing shit all across the house, stuff like that. He lead a situation. You a horrible leader. You see what I'm saying? So that's the environment that we live in, unfortunately. And that causes women to be narcissistic. Because, again, we raise our daughters to go out there. This is what you need to be getting from a man. If he's not bringing X, Y, Z to the table, you don't even need to deal with him. A man is not taught that. A man is taught how to treat a woman, what to provide to a woman. When you're out there dating, this is what you do for a woman. You open doors. You pull out chairs. You listen to this woman. You be considerate about this woman. You do this, you do that. But most people don't teach their daughter, hey, this is how you take care of a man. This is how you care about his feelings. This is how you handle his vulnerabilities and things of that nature. Women don't get that tutelage.
Because they not taking care of me.
Exactly, right? Because today mamas ain't taking care of it. But that's another conversation from the other day. Oh. Right? How can she pass game down that she don't have? Yes, but that's neither here nor there. But what I'm saying is the tutelage going outside is totally different. And that's why we've created a narcissistic culture as far as women. And again, I don't want to downplay their plight, because women for a long time wasn't able to work. Women for a long time wasn't able to take care of themselves. Women for a long time was kind of stuck in relationships, and their livelihood was tied to them. Now that they free, they out there trying to do their thing, and I get it. But when you become free and when you have all of this newfound power and it's this newfound autonomy, you got to take the consequences that come with that. Mm-hmm. And a lot of women don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's a lot. Like, part of that, what you're saying, I strongly believe, especially being raised, like a lot of men being raised by women, we've given them a lot of grace, too much grace, too much grace to the fact to where men just can't even simply be men. I can't say I'm unhappy in this relationship.
Right.
I can't come up to you and say, hey, you messing up in this area. Can you fix this? Because it's always going to come a time where she's going to flip it. She's going to get defensive. She's not trying to hear it. She's going to tell you how busy she's been, how she take care of kids. She's going to be something somewhere along the way. And so after hearing happy wife, happy life for so long, and you know, you're being raised by a woman, you make sure you listen to your woman. Like, yeah, a lot of those things are cool. I wouldn't agree with the happy wife, happy life. But just to listen to your woman, yes, we should always do. Respect your woman, absolutely. But guess what? When it's time to make some decisions, or if I have to tell you no on a certain situation, it got to go. That's just how it is. Babe, no, we can't do this. I'm sorry. Hey, when you doing this, this is how you make me feel, and this it ain't cool. Because if you continue to go down this road, then we not going to be together for much longer. Like, it's strong and stiff conversation that we have to begin to have as men to gain that back, because we've given too much away just wanting to listen to them, understanding. Like, all that is good. I want to be able to listen to my woman. I want to be understand, but and I want to be able to also give her grace. But it comes to a certain time, too, where, hey, I still have to be heard as well. We both have to be happy in this relationship. It's not just one-sided. Like, I can't be breaking my back And on top of breaking my back, you fussing at me. Mm. Or you constantly tell me what I'm doing wrong. You constantly tell me what I'm improving on. And while I'm caring, I'm like, cool, okay, baby, yeah, I'm a get better at that. Then I start, you know, doing better at that. On top of still doing my work, what I normally do in a relationship, providing and protecting and doing those things you ask, not doing something else wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay. All right, baby. You're right. You know what? You're right. Because you got a valid point. You did that. Okay. I got you, baby. I got you. And then something else comes. And it's like after a certain time, then a man looks up and he's like, okay, she didn't ask me to do 10 different things she wanted me to address in the past couple years. I've done those, stayed consistent at those, and on top of my daily responsibilities. Maybe I need to, you know, look in the mirror, check myself, make sure I'm cool, and then like, hey, baby, okay, why is it that when you're coming to me about this way, you know, you're telling me X, Y, Z? You know, I think more conversations like that need to be had, and also just a man just saying when he's not happy, just saying what he needs addressed or his needs in the relationship, because too many times men are on a defensive. That's what it is. And we're not operating from the offensive side like we should. We keep putting these plays together. It's constantly worrying about, you know, if somebody may text you or if you might have a DM. Or it's like stupid stuff that we shouldn't even be worried about. And, you know, like, again, it goes just back to giving women too much grace and not even, you know, caring like we should. And I think that would change.
I'll tell you what else, too. You know, it's probably the most egregious example of just lack of accountability. How we can never hold mothers accountable for anything.
Never, boy. Tried that right with my mom's, boy. She tried to start crying on me.
Because she did the best she could.
You didn't.
Let's
talk about it.
Let's put shit on the table.
Hey, when you do that,
it's a problem, right? But again, let a dad not be doing what he's supposed to do, right? Let a dad not be making child support payments. Let a dad not be showing up to, you know, since we're let a dad not be able to provide for his family the way that he should be able to. He's the worst man in the world. He's a monster. He's this, he's that. But when a mother, again, who let her not be able to provide, let her be talking to her kids crazy, cussing them out, all type of shit like that.
What's common is let her put her man before her kids.
Let her put her man before her kids, right? And they get passes for that. You can't hold her accountable. You can't say she's a horrible mother for how she's raised. Like, how often do we hear that? We hear deadbeat dads all the time. What's the term for a deadbeat mom? Don't exist.
It doesn't.
And it's a reason for that.
A lot of them.
It's a lot of them.
Well, no, it does. Nursing home.
Right.
Hey. Nursing home.
Really and truly, bro.
I'm looking at the numbers here. 63.3%. Basically 64%.
Told you. Told you.
That shows your kids. Majority of that number says my kids don't care about me. It's a few number in there that just don't have no family, period. Kids didn't die before them or somebody. They didn't have no kids. But majority of them got family, had something there to support them and help, and you know what I'm saying, with love and all that type of shit there, but they destroyed all that.
Mm-hmm.
The nursing home is a telling place.
Y'all was so mean for so long.
Both sides. It's a telling place for men. It say men occupy that thing at 36.7%. You understand me? That's the men that's either was chasing a career too much, didn't worry about no woman, all that type of stuff. You understand me? Or they kids then died majority of the time. It was them chasing some bread and didn't want to have no woman and all that type of stuff. Or they was in the streets or something. They was throwing their life away. It's all that. Or they don't have no. Or their kids died before them and all that type of stuff. But if it's the other one, most of the time, which it is, we just gonna keep it a bean. Because no matter who you are, if you was a great parent, bro, and you your health is fading, your kid gonna move you in. That's just how it's gonna work. You understand me? And they spouse gonna know that you was a great mother and you are worthy, or a great father, and you are worthy of that. But a lot of y'all don't be worthy of that and be wanting to move in with your child. You done destroyed your own life. And then when they say no, you resent them and you become an even bitter woman or a bitter man. And these are the numbers you get. And most of the time, it's the woman.
I tell you what else. Before it even get to that point, what's the common saying, right? Oh man, when the daughter get this age, her and the mama is gonna clash, mm-hmm. right? That's almost an accepted fact at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It don't say that with the dads in the home. When our son get a certain age, we tend to get closer to mm-hmm. him. We mm-hmm. tend to bond with him, right? Because again, our type of parenting is different. And I'm not saying one type of parent is better than the other. I'm just saying look at what is commonly accepted amongst society. And even when the daughter and the mother clash, who do they blame? The daughter. Mm-hmm. The daughter wilding, she got mm-hmm. no respect for the mama, mm-hmm. this, that, and the third, right? It's not, oh man, the mama is not handling the daughter. The mama didn't raise the daughter the way that she should have, and that's kind of, you know what I'm saying, caters to the relationship being the way it is, right? It's always an excuse. Like, when it's women, we got to look deeper as to this. Like, let's say that a woman has a kid, and she drops her kid off at the fire station and goes out there and live her life.
Mm.
When people are examining that, the first thing that's going to come to mind when it's a woman that does something like that, what was she going through that caused her
off
to do that?
The real.
It had to been something. She had to be. It might be some upbringing. She might not have been in the right place to take care of the kid. Well, whatever the case might be. But let a dad leave his kid. They don't give a damn what the prior circumstance. Don't give a damn what his upbringing was. Don't give a damn how broke he was. Don't give a damn what he was going through at the time. You left your kids, you a deadbeat, you're the worst man in the world. It's always an excuse for women in terms of them.
She can even be homeless and have them kids with her. They're going to be looking for shelter for her. A man cannot be homeless with his child. They're going to be trying to take that child from him and penalize him. That's the way it works. So yes, you are raising generations of narcissistic women.
Yep, who feel like they can do no wrong. And if I do wrong, it's a valid reason for it, and you better accept it.
I got a safety net. If I do wrong, so what? I got a safety net.
Because, bro, like you literally got women, and we ain't even got to talk about single mothers. We could talk about women who are in relationships and mm-hmm. are raising kids, or are in marriages and are raising kids. And they're terrorizing their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Terrorizing them because of whatever may happen in her life or whatever. She might not be happy with what she is. And more times than not, you'll hear about a mama trying to compete with her daughter before you hear about a dad trying to compete with his kids. Let's call it what it is.
I ain't never seen a dad trying to compete with his kids.
Especially as she get older.
Exactly, because she start losing her look. She start losing, or she feel like, man, my life should have went this way, or I mm-hmm. had a chance to do that, and y'all got in the way. Like, it's resentment to the kids and all type of shit that be happening within a household that she's in, current relationship and all. But that gets swept under the rug. That's not talked about like mm-hmm. deadbeat dads are being talked about. And I think that caters to the point that she made. We are creating an era. And not creating, that era been created. We are putting a spotlight now, because now it's magnified.
That's what it is.
Yep. Of a group of women who are just not to be held accountable, and be careful when you try to do it.
I think our generation of mothers was the first. That's what I think.
I agree. Even we could take it a step further. criticism toward women in any capacity.
Any capacity.
If we say a woman, hey man, you need to get in the gym, you out of shape, you fat phobic. If you say, you know what I'm saying, like anything, there's a word for every problem that we have with a woman. Think about it.
Any terminology.
Any truth right
that,
now
that says you are wrong.
Misogynistic.
Misogynistic.
Off the top.
You hate women. Like there's terms
you
for
gas,
things that
you gaslighting.
There's terms for that.
Everything.
But men got to take criticism 100 miles an hour and we just got to accept it and go improve on ourselves. There is no word for a woman who won't date men who are fat.
Or men who are shorter than them. Look in their face. There's nothing for that.
Like, come on, bro.
They be proud with it too.
That's just real, bro. Like, any type of criticism. Think about it. Anybody watching this. Any type of criticism that a man will have for a woman, there is a term that will villainize that man for having that criticism. Whether it's overweight, whether it's whatever, intelligence, whatever, how she look, whatever. He hate women. He a colorist.
She
a misogynist.
Be a
he fatphobic.
Mom.
He's like, what? It's crazy when
mom,
you think about it.
You can know it. You can know it. But if that man tell her that, she's just going through something. She gonna get it together. Mm-hmm. Man, we don't get that.
Or you a narcissist.
You a narcissist.
Or why he not around to take care of the baby.
Yeah, oh man.
Why she going through that?
That's my biggest pet peeve when I hear that stupid ass shit come out their mouth, bro. Everybody know it. Well, let me not say everybody. 95% of the field know who they having a kid with, bro. It's a few that, you know, the man was showing everything to be a quality leader and all these type of things. Then happen, you get pregnant, and he skate on you. You understand me? That's very few far in between. You understand me? The rest of them, you know he going to be a good father and you going to be a headache. Or you know you going to be a good mother and he going to be a deadbeat dad. It ain't no in between. We all know that before you lay down with this, well, when you get to know this woman and all that, know this man, and you lay down with him and have them decisions. You understand me? Now, one night stances, both of y'all don't know each other. Y'all don't even know nothing about none of each other.
Y'all both wrong.
You understand? Yeah. You understand me? But I wouldn't even say both of y'all wrong. I would just say slip up. You know what I'm saying? Then now y'all got to figure it out. But people that be in relationships with motherfuckers, bro, you know if this person going to be a good father or a good mother, man. You understand me? So I get tired of hearing that. Well, why he not around? You knew he wasn't gonna be around. And for ones that's with men that had kids before you, bro, you knew he wasn't gonna be there because he ain't with his other kids. Christmas come around, he with your family. You don't even see his kids.
Come on, man.
Here's the thing too, real quick, not to cut you off, bro.
You good.
But it's either one you knew. Or worse, you didn't prioritize that as a vetting requirement for the man you dated. Because with men, when we looking at a woman that we gonna marry, how good of a mother she is gonna be is at the top of the fucking list.
Top.
Because we already know we gonna have kids and this, that, and third. And you, and let's just call a spade, a mama is gonna be way more in charge of raising the kid than the man is. That's just what it is. They could work the same amount of hours, whatever the case may be. But most kids are going to gravitate to their mama more so than the man. That's just that. The mama's going to spend more time with the kids. She get a 9-month head start. Let's call it what it is.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? So that is in a man's mind when we picking you. But when women are messing with men, that's not high enough on the priority list. And then when the baby comes and it's like, okay, well, I liked him for all these other reasons, so I hope he's going to be a good dad. And he don't be, now he's a villain. And you are innocent in this. You didn't know. How could I have known he wasn't no good dad? It's easy. Because his ass wasn't consistent with you when y'all was dating. He didn't have no consideration for you. He was there for you with what he could gain from your ass. That's not dad quality. That's not dad aura. But you didn't give a damn because he made you feel good when you was there. And that's all you cared about. You were selfish with it. Even you having that kid. You had a conversation. You was like, babe, what you think about this? I'm pregnant. Blah, blah. Nah, I don't think this is a good time. I'm having this baby. Selfishly. Damn the fact that, okay, this man said he don't want to have a baby. It's a good chance that he probably not going to be as active of a dad as I need him to be. Damn that. I don't care. I want to have a baby. I'm having a baby. That's what it is. And when I had a baby and he's not as active as he should be, now I get to point the finger, he wrong, this, that, and the third, blah, blah, blah. And again, I'm not validating a nigga not taking care of his kids. If y'all know what this platform is, y'all know my feelings on that. But what we're saying is, stop acting like you just had no kind of inclination that this man wasn't going to be a good father, or he wasn't going to be the man that you needed him to be. Because your ass knew. You looked past it. And we got to start calling a spade on this, bro.
Mm-hmm. And think, too, man, we just got to have self-control. Smooth, I get what you're saying 1,000%. 1,000%. But at the same time, too, we got to have more self-control as men. You got ways that you can prevent pregnancy. Number one is condom. Can it happen? Yes. Through the condom, can it break? Cool. But the chances, though, when you wear one, and you can still pull out when you have one on. I don't know. I was a firm believer. I'm not trying to have no kids, period. So I'm doing everything that I can in my possibility to not do it. Anytime, if it was a scare, I knew because I didn't have protection or whatever it was. Outside of that, it wasn't happening. That there was zero chance that you was going to get pregnant or that was going to be a slip up. I just think we just way too careless, way too reckless. I don't care how good it feels. That don't mean you have to let loose. If you feel it coming a little early, hey, you got to slow your brakes, Bubba. You got to pull out.
Buckle.
Couple, you know what I'm saying? You got to put out a little bit early. You know, do what you got to do. But we can't stop being, you know, irresponsible like that and then getting mad when the woman want to keep it. Because at the end of the day, once you let loose, you have zero control. That's just what it is. It's not fair, but that's how life is. So
that's the game.
I just want y'all to be more careful, man, because I don't want y'all being in situations that y'all don't want to be in, messing with these women y'all have no business messing with in the first place. Now you're on child support for however many years. Like, all that could have been avoided. I just want y'all to make, you know, just better decisions going forward.
Hell of a point. We're going to move on to the next situation. It was a podcast. I hate that I'm forgetting the name of the podcast, man. But Charleston White was on there, and a young lady named Princella, who's been making a lot of noise on the YouTube space lately. She has a theory as far as men. She says men are incapable of love. And her and Charleston got to going back and forth on this topic. I'm going to play this clip, man, and I'm going to get y'all take on how this conversation went. Where we at? Hold on. Yes.
The male is incapable. I don't care what come out their mouth. Kill, rape, I don't give a fuck, sex and food. I don't care what they say.
This is a woman with no man, though. Yeah. Don't You're talk to right. them women with a man. Talk to me about a woman who been married 30, 40 years and let her tell me about her man, because she can't tell me about all men. Let me tell me about the men that you chose, the men that you had. Don't tell me about the men you didn't have, because you don't know those men. Because if all men were the same, all men would be doing the same. Okay. There's some niggas fucking some punks. All they right, some
so, okay, so.
There's a lot of niggas ain't taking no dick. Okay. If some nigga beat women, if some nigga won't dare touch a woman. If some nigga say bitch, 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 and if some nigga say, hey, homie, don't say there's women in the room. So we're all different. Yeah, we have the same chromosomes, makeup, all that. Homie, but our environments, how we raise, supersede all that shit. Because once you develop a conscience, once you learn right from wrong and you got a conscience, homie, I wouldn't give a fuck what turn you on, you wouldn't do it. I wouldn't give a fuck how horny you is, you ain't gonna cheat on your wife. When you develop that, you fight against your nature. You deny yourself. That's where fasting and praying come in. You develop coping skills. You develop critical thinking skills, conflict skills to supersede your nature. That's where the morality comes in.
All right.
She says men are incapable of love because men see women as resources. We see women as they serve a purpose. We need them to have our babies. We need them to clean our house. We need them to cook our food. Like, they are resources to us. So because of that, men are incapable of love. And they was going back and forth, and Charleston was basically saying, all men are not the same. You cannot make that generalization.
That is a fact.
What's your thoughts on it?
Because I cooked when I want to cook. I wash. I'm the one that washes clothes. I hate to fold them, but I wash the clothes. You understand me? We both clean up. And then we both take care of the crib, bro. Like, really, honestly, for my needs, I don't need a woman for nothing except some sex. For real, for real. If we're keeping it to mean, I can do everything else. I can physically do everything else. You understand me? All I need a woman for is for real, is to love me for real. Everything else, hey, man, I can take care of that, man. I may not want to. It's want in there now. I may not want to take care of everything else, but I can do it. So that is a lie. Everything I remember seeing that. I was like, man, I ain't trying to hear what this woman talking about. And like he said, she ain't got no man. I'm talking to a woman that don't got no man. So how you gonna tell men about, well, women about men, and you ain't even got one?
Well, just for context, she's in the process of separation from marriage. She's still legally married, but they're in the process of getting
divorced. So that tells me you fail. That told me that nigga got tired of that mouth and said, you know what? She, your friend last week was over here showing that naked. Yo, and you can tell now that since you gave that clarity, I understand her tone. She frustrated. She frustrated. She losing her husband, and her husband on some, nah, we dead. And it's because how you thinking right now.
But she, just for the record, she says she filed. I just want to put that on the table.
What woman don't?
That's a good point.
Genie, man.
A woman don't. You know what I mean? The only good time for a man to file for divorce is if your girl go to jail for something. You know what I mean? That way you ain't got to give her nothing.
Somebody, never mind.
That's just real. If your girl in jail or your partner in jail, if you divorce them, you ain't got to give them nothing, no matter what's on the table. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's the only good time to divorce as a man. But for a woman, boy, we know the come up game. We know how it go. You divorce that nigga, you take a half of everything. And if y'all got kids, who you think going to get rewarded the house? Majority of the time, it's going to be the one. Majority of the time. If y'all both can take care of yourself, the judge gonna split the money down the middle, but you still win because you're getting money from the crib.
Right.
You understand me? So in that, yeah, she sound like a woman. I'm not generalizing. I know. I heard this woman before. I grew up with this type of woman.
Seen her before. I know her.
You understand me? Sound like a motherfucking woman that didn't know her place and tried to dominate that man. And he just got tired of it over the years. He thought marrying you would change it. It just made it more amplified because now y'all live together every day for day. And he say, man, I am done with this. And shit, he started doing shit to where it was just on some, man, I'm just here. And it made you file for divorce. You understand me? To make you look good. He even did you a service, to be honest with you. He did you a solid by letting you file for divorce. And now you upset. Saying men are incapable of love. No. You are incapable of loving a man the right way. It's a big difference. Everybody don't love the same. Everybody don't show love the same. Everybody don't show affectionate the same. You got to learn this in your partner. And if you refuse to, you will be in the divorce line like you are, man. And that's what happened. You refuse to change your ways. And bam, now your ass on the divorce line. And with this video out, I'm sorry. You won't get another man again.
Damn.
Yeah, man. I definitely agree with Charles Smith 1,000%. If you go outside, all you gotta do is go outside every single day. If you go outside just doing basic things that the average person does, you will see that that's a lot. There's a man in here carrying a load. They got men going to grocery stores without their wives, with their wives, with their families, men at the parks, at beaches. Like, men today are more active than they've ever been, and stats prove that. So, I mean, you know, it's coming from a place of hurt. And then you got social media probably adding on top of that too, adding it, fueling it, all the TikToks, feminism and shit like that. But what we see is men are active, and men are trying to, one, change the narrative, and a lot of men have gone through the many things that y'all have gone through as well. So a lot of men not trying to be a statistic, not trying to be a baby daddy, or not trying to be an active father in their kid's life. So, yeah, all that shit is cap. And I hate hearing that because even outside of my circle, the next circle, and just, again, what I see, man, like, men out here doing their thing. And it's unfortunate that social media got it portrayed that just majority of men are just evil and want to put their hands on women and doing things like that. Yes, there are some men doing that, and no, we don't condone none of that shit. However, it's a lot of men on the other side that's not talked about, the men that are celebrated. But they don't make the news because that ain't fun. You can't talk about that. But a man take care of his family, that's not cool. Mm-mm. You know, that ain't newsworthy. That's just what he's supposed to do. You know, so that's all it is. But yeah, she all capping, she just hurt.
That ain't cool to no young woman.
So again, just before I answer, y'all are saying that y'all disagree with her notion that men are incapable of loving a woman.
Yes, I am
disagreeing. Incapable?
Absolutely. Incapable.
Yeah, men are, absolutely. Men are very capable of loving a woman.
Absolutely.
What does that look like? A man who loves a woman. Truly loves a woman.
Showing up every day, emotionally intelligent, leadership, letting your woman voice her opinion through anything and everything. You know what I'm saying? Shit, it's a lot that goes into that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm big on my wife, like really speaking her mind and really like telling me what it is, because you gave birth to a dumb boy kid. You got just as much right speaking here just as well as I do. You know what I'm saying? So I need you to be as powerful as that. But a lot of people, that they don't want their woman to be like that. But for me, shit, I need you to walk and talk at it like me. Hell, you been with me, shit, 13 years? If you ain't learned nothing, I failed at my job, right? If you don't sound like me in a way, I failed at my job. The fuck are we doing? You understand me? If you with somebody 5 years, bro, plus, and they don't know your, like, they don't pick up some of your mannerisms, you know what I'm saying? Me, they don't like some of the things you like, you know what I'm saying? They don't goddamn, like hate some of the things you hate. You get what I'm saying? Like, why are you with this person? Why? Obviously, y'all not going to work. Or somebody not paying attention. And sometimes on the other side with the narcissistic women, it be the latter. Mm. They not paying attention. And that's what her problem was. I could see it on her, reeking on her.
It's reeking on her. It's crazy.
That's wild. You said, what does loving on your woman look like?
Yeah, from a man's perspective. She say men are incapable of love. Y'all say men are capable. So I'm asking, what does a man loving his woman look like?
Yeah. Men are very capable of loving. And it looks like one would be unselfishness. I think putting your partner above yourself at any given moment, I think is super important. Uh-huh. That's like one of the foundations, because without that, it's like, why are we here in the first place? Because it translates to the same with relationships, whether it's with your family, with your friends, like anybody that's real close to you is super unselfish. You'll be willing to do anything and everything to make sure that person is happy or that they, you know, getting whatever they need. And I think two, outside of unselfishness, would be unselfishness, I would say, somebody that's understanding. I think that's huge too, because your person is not going to be perfect. Your person is going to make mistakes just like you are. And I think that you providing a space for them to be comfortable and for them to deliver whatever message it is, like, you need to be able to provide that space for them to feel secure for whatever that y'all need to talk about. And for a third one, it's just, I think, just genuine. All that ties in together, and then just adding genuine on top of that, because, man, that shit is rare. You rarely find somebody that genuinely wants to do all these things for you and not even really knowing you. Just off the bat, you know, first 6 months, it's like, I can see myself, you know, I can see myself spending the rest of my life with this person. I see myself doing whatever for this person. I see myself dying for this person. I see myself getting them in the house they want, the car they want. I just see myself uplifting them and giving them anything possible, you know, in my will. Mm-hmm. I think that's super huge, and that's very rare.
Hey, I'm glad you said understanding. I'm glad you said that. Like, I don't think people understand in a relationship, as far as the man goes and leading the shit, how understanding he is. That is giving your partner a lot of grace.
Mm-hmm.
Because we understand our woman not going to be perfect. We understand that. And we are taught that. Hey, she not going to be perfect. She's going to get on your nerves sometimes. Sometimes you ain't going to want to talk to her. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be good. We understand that. But for women, he has to be perfect. In our era, oh, that nigga doing that, oh, no. He did what? Oh, he ain't, he an hour late coming home? Oh, he gotta be cheating, girl. Bro, men don't get that grace of understanding. You know what I'm saying? That shit going on, or your partner feeling a certain way, let me give him some space. Men don't get that type of understanding. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time, our space get crowded. You understand me? We all know that. We all done seen in our woman. She done came in the crib and she just off today. We don't speak two words to her. She in her zone. Let her have her shit. But we all know we done came in a house like that sometimes. What's the first thing your lady want to do? Talk to you. It was, hey. Baby, I'm just,
that's just real. It's funny, though. You know? It's real.
Hey.
That's what women do, bro. They don't understand.
My man needs some space right now.
That's real shit.
My man need that room right now. Right now ain't the time for me to be saying, hey, babe, what's going on? Can't you talk to me? And now I'm making it tension. I'm making it real thick in the air because my man don't want to talk. Us men, we understand that. Hell, some men go the extra mile, get your bath ready.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? Baby, don't worry about it. I'm going to go pick up your favorite meal. All that type of shit. We understand the mold of what's going on. Women don't have that. Women don't have that. She want to talk to you.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I may not even
so
say
I'm glad
much.
You said understanding.
I may not even say much.
I'm telling you.
I know. I might just come, like a move like that, I might just come, give her a quick kiss, and just start organize something. Like you said, make a nice meal, go pick something up, run some bath water. Just do something light just so I can kind of ease it up, move
man.
A little bit and just make sure that, you know, she back good. Whatever it is, she going to tell me eventually. And I don't need to be pressing her. What's wrong? Why are you like that? Why are you so quiet? Because sometimes she's trying to collect her thoughts. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she's trying to tell you how she wants to tell you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's things like that. And so ladies, sometimes that's what men need, too. Sometimes it's just a little 15-minute, 20-minute, whatever it is. Sometimes I just need to make a quick phone call. Sometimes it's just the most simple thing. But when you constantly own them, sometimes it's like, damn. That's when, well, goddamn, shit. Well, you know what? I'm not even going. I didn't want to talk about this, but now since you took your, now I'm mad about something else that I really wasn't even mad about because you just constantly own me about something. So yeah, sometimes people just need that space, that grace, and just hey, I'm here for you. Hey, but you need anything? Okay, cool. And then whenever they're ready to talk to you, they'll come talk to you. But you can't just be getting on somebody's nerves, especially when you know that person isn't right today.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if that's your person, you know, the moment they walk in, they not give you the, hey, babe, how you doing? They just walking in, going to
door. Hey, but you know what? You know what's crazy? It's deeper than that with us men. We understand we don't want potentially that bad energy bouncing off of us.
That's true. We understand
potentially if I want to get to the bottom of it, because that's what they be trying to say. I just want to get to the root of it. If we want to get to the bottom of it, it may come with an argument. It may come with some built up shit that they got going on, and now they trying to tell me about myself off the strength of what Keisha and Ricky did to her at work and all this type of shit, or she just been having a bad day. We would rather not say anything.
Or get her more worried,
yeah,
get or anxious her about something. I got it, baby. I got it.
Women don't have it.
I got that.
Women want the works in this shit, man.
But see, I think what y'all saying speaks to the like difference in the way we deliver love. And I think that's what she's missing in that point when she say men are incapable. No, we're very capable. We just show it differently than y'all do. Right. Mm-hmm. Just like y'all saying, a woman come in, she want to talk to a man. I want to talk. I don't care what you doing or whatever. Now, you know, eventually she learned her man and she kind of make adjustments, right? But I think just natural instinct is I want to express myself this way, and this is the way that I show you that I love you by mm-hmm. doing this and doing that. But men, we show our love in different ways, right? Just like y'all saying, sacrifice is what y'all basically speaking mm-hmm. to. I understand the fact that, hey, you're going through what you're going through. So whatever you say in this moment, I'm not going to take it personal. I'm not like when we in arguments and you take those little low blows and pot shots that you be taking, you see what I'm saying? We ain't going to take it personal. You know what I'm saying? Nor am I going to try to knock your head off with my words either. And I could. Mm-hmm. I could very well do that. But I'm not going to do it, right? Because, again, I'm going to sacrifice for the good of this relationship. And I think a lot of times women fail to realize how much they man sacrifice in order to see you happy. It's just like we spoke about in past parts. There's so many money plays that men sacrifice for the good of his family. There's so many opportunities that a man will sacrifice because you're not comfortable with the situation. Like, it's so much sacrifice going on that it just becomes normal. It's kind of like LeBron in the NBA, right? LeBron be giving you 35, 9, and 10 every night. So when he give you 35, 9, and 10, it's just like, ah, that's just what LeBron does. I mean, it ain't that. Another nigga can give you 38, 5, and 5. Oh, he's an MVP candidate, right? Mm-hmm. Because we not used to seeing that, right? It's the same thing in relationships. That man been sacrificing from the day he met your ass. And do he get credit for it? No, he don't. And that's the problem with this shit. He loves the hell out of you. He provides the covering for you. Many of the issues that you don't have to worry about, because of that man. Because mm-hmm. he's taking care of it on the back end. He ain't even telling you everything he's doing for you. He's just getting it done. The car that you driving, he making sure that that motherfucker is fixed and running every day. Your kids, he making sure that a lot of times kids ain't even his. He getting into a relationship. He makes sure that kid is getting tutelage. That kid is getting guidance. That kid got school clothes, things of that nature. Again, do we get credit for that? Hell no, he don't. But these are the sacrifices that men are making on a day-to-day basis. I'm covering your ass. You coming in, you want to talk about your day. It don't matter that I just got off a 16-hour shift and I'm goddamn maybe on the verge of losing my job, or this business play done went wrong, or my football team just lost, me and my homie just beefing, whatever the case may be. None of that shit matter. We're going to come in and we're going to listen to what you got going on. We're going to listen to what's on your mind. We're going to try to soothe you. Mm-hmm. That's the sacrifice. That's what love look like from a man.
Damn what I got going on.
Damn what I got going on.
It's about you.
I got to make sure y'all good first. Mm-hmm. We could be on hard times. We could take it down even further. We could be on hard times where we ain't living good or whatever. The money is stringent or whatever, but we need this money. Man, the kid got a field trip. He need $100. You might not even have $100 in your account. That man going to go out there and hustle to get that honey. If he got to go cut grass, if he got to go rob a nigga, if he got to go do whatever, he going to get that honey. So the kid can go on that field trip. Or if you need something, he gonna get that money so you can get what you need. Or if we got just enough money for a fucking box of six-piece box of chicken in this motherfucker, I'm gonna make sure that my kids and my wife mm-hmm. eat before I eat. That's what love look like from a man. Sacrifice that we don't get credit for. And her saying that is kind of spitting in our face a bit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's what I kind of prized when I heard it. I'm just like, yeah, you could tell she ain't never been around a nigga who loved her for real.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. A lot of women are so used to chaos, so used to toxicity. Your ass, you don't know what love look like because you ain't never met a nigga who loved you, your daddy included. But there are men out there who are capable of it. Ask a woman who's in a happy relationship. Going back to what Charleston said. I don't want to hear what you say. I want to hear what a woman who's been married 30 years say, or been married 40 years say. That's what real love look like. You go talk to her to get that intel that your ass clearly don't have, never experienced, never went through.
Real shit. I don't even want no marriage advice from somebody that ain't been married 10 years. Anything under 10 years, you failed. But fuck what happened, you understand me? Outside of your partner dying, outside of that, you failed. I don't want to hear nothing about nothing. I don't want to hear nothing about you should be doing this. This was it. Now, only thing I want to hear from you, this is my mistakes. Don't give me no advice about the happy shit. Obviously, you don't know how to keep nobody happy.
That's real. Because if you did,
you'd still be married, bro.
That's real, bro.
If you knew how to problem solve and work things out, bro, you would still be married. That's men and women. You would still be married. But if you get divorced before the 10-year mark, you are a failure in my eyes. Don't talk nothing about no. You don't know nothing about marriage because you don't know shit. You didn't work out. Get out of here. And then on top of that, what they don't talk about is when you get married to a man and a man showing you real love and you got that ring on your finger, that ring keeps the everyday nigga off your back. It keeps the nigga from Walmart off you. It keep the nigga from the liquor store off of you. It keep the nigga from when you going to get your hair products and all that, because they see your ring.
You belong to somebody.
You belong to somebody. You understand me? Of course, there's some people that just don't care. Some. You understand me? And then that's when I'm married, baby, and keep it pushing. They respect the shit. You understand me? But if you don't got that ring on, it could, boy, put all the vultures on you. Mm. Ask the women that's not married versus the woman that's married with a ring on. Matter of fact, you could take a woman right now, let her go in Walmart with no ring on, or the most popping HEB in Texas. Going HEB with no ring on. You understand me? Hell, go to the club with no ring on. She gonna get goddamn pulled everywhere, every which way she gonna get pulled. And then let that same woman put a ring on and go in that same establishment. Watch how a lot of that noise die down. You understand me? Because men keep other men off of women's backs. That's how it works. You understand me?
That's why we protect y'all. That's why we were raised to protect y'all. We keep other men off of y'all. You understand me? And I'm not saying all men, because some men just think they tough. Some men just, you got people that's crazy, just like women. They got women that's crazy out there, don't care. But majority of them, you understand me? Especially for men, like I'm talking like 85% of the field will not speak to you if you got that ring on your finger. They might say hey or something, but just shooting a shot at you, they see you already spoken for. And men, we on some, I don't know who she with for real. I shoot at this woman, disrespect her in a way, and a man come back, he may really do something in a major way. That's what that keep off of you. That's what this ring keep off of you. That's why I see a lot of women, and I know a lot of women, they not even married, but they keep a ring on their married finger. Because they understand, you know, so they subconsciously understand that ring in a way protects me. It's like the Green Lantern, baby.
Yeah, man, I just don't like to, just be trying to throw a man in a fucking box, man. And it's just not realistic, bro. It's just not. There's so many good dudes out there who just don't get that credit, man, for being good dudes. Dudes done stepped in, raising other people's kids. Dudes stepping in, your ass ain't got to worry about nothing. You choosing to work because you choose to. Mm-hmm. That man could take care of your ass. If you decided, you know what, I want to have a baby, I don't want to work, that man going to be able to take care. That man going to do what he got to do to make sure that you covered, make sure that the kids taken care of, make sure the house taken care of, make sure the cars mm-hmm. is running. He doing all of that shit, and he don't get credit for it. And that shit rubs me the wrong way, bro.
Mm-hmm. The only problem is because the women that don't want to stop working is because he wouldn't provide the lifestyle that she would want.
Right, which,
and that be the issue.
Which speaks to her, mm-hmm. her prioritization mm-hmm. list.
Yep.
Is fucking jeopardized, and that's the problem, right? It's not about love. It's about lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, cool. Admit that from the gate. But don't say you want love. Don't say you want marriage, because it's ups and downs in this shit, bro. Mm-hmm. They got niggas who used to be rich, who used to have $1 million in the bank right now, working at fucking Walmart. We see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Rappers who done fell off, actors who done fell off, whatever the case may be. And they, you know what I'm saying, married individuals, they still married. They wife riding because they got faith in that man gonna climb back to where he supposed to be. Even if it ain't to the millions, he gonna climb back to where shit is comfortable, because it's not about the lifestyle. It's about how much love that I got, how much love and belief, more importantly, that I got for you. And a lot of women don't believe they men. And why is that? It's because they ain't never had a nigga that they could believe in. And I'm not downing the plight. Mm-hmm. I'm saying don't put us all in a box of them niggas who you wasn't able to trust and you wasn't able to believe in, because we don't all rock like that.
That's real. Mm-hmm. And something some women don't understand, hell, you may meet your dude and he may be on top of his game, just like he said, maybe on, and he fall. But he fall in a way to where, all right, look, I can take care of some shit. It's time for you to go make the play. And he allow you to make the play.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you get jealous in a way of, oh, nigga, you not working hard. Baby, when I was making all this and I was on top of my shit, I was on top of the whole thing, I didn't run it like that. And now you in position. And now you want to run it, or you want to be like, oh, shit, I can't be with you because you ain't here.
Yep.
Man, don't do that. Because we love you. Outside of this money shit, we love you for real. If a man signed up to take care of you, our kids or some kids that ain't his, bro, for real, he love you. It's on you the way y'all take it.
That's real rap.
For real. It's on you to wherever y'all gonna take the shit. If a man signed up to take care of you through thick and thin, you understand me, through all the shit that y'all going through, sickness and health, all that type of stuff, bro, he love you. Like I die for you. I kill somebody for he love you.
Let's dive into what that looked like. Postpartum, weight gains, irrational, moody,
all
of that shit. That man standing there dealing with all of that. And this is, and again, that's why I feel like we kind of get, like, it's kind of like spitting in our face when you say that we are incapable of love. Because a lot of women act like men don't go through shit. Mm-hmm. Like, we just go through life doing what we want to do. You see what I'm saying? And that's just that and whatever. We don't deal with shit, right? Women got to deal with everything, right? We got to have the kids. We got to do it. And again, not downing the plight. I want to keep making that disclaimer. But to just put us in a box that we don't go through shit, that it's a man that's dealing with all of that shit that you talking about y'all go through. He got to make sure that you good through it.
Yep.
Right? So do you know how hard that is? And that speaks to how much that y'all don't understand how men think. Right? It's our duty. We take pride in the fact that we are in charge of protecting you, making sure that you are good, taking care of you in all of these spaces. So when you're going through a lot of that shit that we have no control over, what do you think that's doing to that man?
Not even that.
But it goes back to what I said. If you ain't never had a nigga who loved you, you ain't never had a man you love to love who loved you, you don't even know what that shit looks like. So you're not even used to a man holding you down through nothing. You see what I'm saying? But again, we go in terms of accountability and this shit, a lot of y'all choose those type of men.
Yep.
There's plenty of men that are in y'all circle who are more than willing to be everything that you need in a man. But you don't want to give that nigga a chance until you done had two kids by the nigga you not supposed to be with. Or you done let the nigga you not supposed to be with stress your ass out, almost put you in a mental home where you need therapy, all type of shit like that. And then you want to give the good dude who been there willing and waiting a fucking chance. And then blame all men. But before you get with them.
Hey, some of these women run niggas off though.
Hell yeah.
I done seen some women get pregnant, go through their postpartum. Dude be standing right there. Go to work. Go to work now. In the morning, get up, go to work, get home 5 o'clock, and give you relief until you go to sleep. Get the baby, feed him, goddamn play with the baby, change the diapers, all that. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You can kick your feet up until this man goes back to sleep. Do you know how much love that is from a man? You understand me? Y'all be looking at it like, I spend all day with the dude. Well, I spend all day with the kid. I spend all day with the child, with the baby and all this type of stuff. This man is at work. This man is at work.
That nigga at the club, according to
them. You understand me?
At the club partying all day.
You know, the man is at work. He come home on time. Nigga come on time. He don't say, hey, babe, I got to go get a drink, man. I got to relax. Now, the dude comes straight home. Take that kid off your hands. Let you go do whatever. You understand me? Because a man that loves you understands, all right, she with this kid all day, she may want to go do something. Or she may want to relax to where she ain't got to, you know what I'm saying, worry about the baby too much or nothing like that. You understand me? For that man to come home and do that for you, take care of that kid, goddamn me, take himself a bath while the kid go to sleep, because he going to put the kid to sleep so he can take him a little quick shower or whatever, you understand me, and get back to the baby and shit, and have the baby under him while he go to sleep and the baby sleep, bro. That is love. That is love. That man can come in and be and do nothing. Shit, I went made the money. Shit, where my food at? He can still be on that type of time. But most men don't be like that. And y'all run that man off and blame it on postpartum. That's what y'all are blaming on. Y'all get that grace.
Men don't get that, baby.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't get that.
Men don't get that postpartum. We just had a kid too. This kid new to our lives. We got to adjust that shit too. Let's just keep it a beam. Y'all ain't the only one pick up traumas in this shit. Hell, men the one got to adjust their time to the family now with the baby. You understand me? Yeah, you at home. You get the time to be at home. That man don't get to be at home. He don't know what the hell going on.
And he want
to
be at home with
the
kid.
You understand me? He don't know what the hell going on. You know how many kids then went to the hospital and he didn't got that call while he at work? Hey, baby, shit, the kid got sick or whatever, start throwing up blood or whatever, and now he got a rush from work? You don't think he's scared out of his fucking mind? You don't think his heart is pumping? You understand me? Oh, the kid, the baby fell, dropped the baby, the baby broke his leg. All that didn't happen before. In a lot of men's lives, bro, they didn't have scares with their kid while they at work. And we talking babies, infants. You there? That man get that call. You don't think he feeling some type of way? You understand me? But men, we don't get that grace. We don't get that grace to say nothing like that because no man speaks on that. We understand the duty. We step up to the plate and we know what the calling is.
Yep. That's what love looks like. Go ahead, O.
I want to say two things just really quick. One, I think women don't believe in that man. And I think that's one of the main things. Why are you choosing that man if you don't believe in him? Why are you choosing that man if you don't believe that he gonna make something out of nothing? That man, he may not know the exact plan, but he confident enough in himself to know I'm gonna pull us through. And that's all I need to know because I've done it in my past.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think what helps too is I like people who play sports because they understand that it takes a team to get through things. They understand that sometimes your back is going to be against the wall, so there's going to be adversity. And I think a lot of people have not been through enough of adversity because they just get scared and just be ready to throw in the towel. Like when you're back against the wall, it's okay. Sometimes you may have to take an L, but guess what? You take an L, you go back to the drawing board, fix it up. Okay, we're going to improve this. We're going to improve that. Let's get out there and let's go take some heads off. But if you don't believe that you can do those things, that you can win, you don't have a shot. But you got to have faith in that man If you dating that man, if you choosing that man, you have to believe that he is going to have the best interest for y'all, and he's going to put y'all first, and that how you don't know how he going to do it, but he going to pull y'all through. And if you don't believe in that man that way, then you shouldn't be dating.
Simple and plain, man. Stop generalizing good dudes, good dads, good husbands out here with the rest of these dudes. We not the same. We not. And it's extremely disrespectful. Because there's dudes out there who are helping with homework. There's dudes out there who waking up 5, 6 in the morning, brushing kids' teeth, getting them dressed, making sure they get to school on time. When they get home, he go work that 12-hour, come home, help with the homework, come home, make sure the wife's straight, come home, help her with the cooking, help her with the cleaning, make sure the car taken care of, make sure the house taken care of, make sure the bills is paid. Don't disrespect stand-up dudes with dudes who out here calling themselves men. We are not the same. It's disrespectful. Thank you. On that note, we're going to go on and get in the advice column.
Damn, man. There better be some good ones, too. Any anonymous ones, I'm not answering.
Need y'all to know that. One word answer. Yes.
No.
No. Maybe.
Next question.
Next question.
That's wild, but that's real, though. Y'all. All right, this from it's from my boy Juan G, man. He said ain't no anonymous shit.
God damn me.
That's what I'm talking about. You paying money. You better say your name.
You better say your name.
Patreon is in the building. My boy say yo crew was good. It's Juan G. Nothing anonymous here.
God damn me.
We know.
First off, I just want to say I really appreciate y'all boys much, man. And I done been put on so much game, it's not even funny. I don't even take time to listen to other parts because I already get the real I need right here. Say there's different components in my life that I didn't even realize that I lacked until I started binge listening to the pod. Y'all have helped me on becoming a better husband to my wife and also just in that day-to-day push that us black men have to unwantingly go through.
Love that. Love that.
I say for us brothers, it's been tough lately in this present time. Always having to feel down and out, feel the pressures of life just because the color of our skin. You say, it makes no sense. But thank y'all for providing a place of genuine truth and that real for us who honestly are just trying to make it another day and grow continually. So I do have a question. How do you all make it through this life with all the issues that we see clearly in our faces every day? All the issues we have as being men, always feeling unheard by a woman and left feeling alone, really. This issue seems to always get talked about a lot but never properly addressed because women seem to always have their natural defense mechanism locked and loaded before you even hand off the first word. How do y'all push through this along while going with the notion that somebody has to understand me? But knowing that not many just take the time out to listen to us as men, but treat us as if we don't feel things or treat us like, man, y'all tough. Just get over it. I appreciate y'all taking the time out and to get to this question and read it. Much love to y'all. Keep doing y'all thing and putting on for the black community. Crew season.
Appreciate it.
Bro. Hey,
appreciate
I'm glad you asked it that way. The way you asked it right off the topic that we just came off of.
Right.
If you talking to a woman and she handling you that way, she is incapable of loving the right way.
Mm. That's it. That's real. Plain and simple.
It's facts.
That's just real. That's all that is, bro. She is incapable of loving you and wasting your damn time. Get rid of her. You understand me? Get rid of her. Because once you approach in that way, that segue of loving somebody and all that type of stuff, bro, however they love you and they don't make no adjustments after you didn't gave them that conversation, bro, it's never going to work. No matter how much you try to force it, no matter what they putting on the table for you, no matter how great they are as a person, bro, during them times where you need the love to show, you are going to be lacking. You are going to be lacking it, bro. And in that, you may make some foul decisions just off of your soul just needing to feel some love, bro. So then I would tell you, don't even put yourself in that position, bro. If they don't love you the way you want to be loved, get the fuck up out of there. Real talk. Because some people don't, they tell us all the time, I don't like that, I don't like this, I don't like the way you love me, I like to be loved like this here. And what we do?
We make the adjustments. Yep.
We make the adjustment to make sure she's good. She can also make the adjustment.
Yep.
All that, oh, you hard, or you a man, just deal with it. That time is past. That's past. You understand me? I'm tired of seeing us fellas jumping off these fucking buildings and shooting ourselves in the head. Or, you understand me? Or drowning our motherfucking selves or
overdosing.
Or overdosing and all this. Now, committing crimes just so we can go to jail and we ain't got to deal with it. I'm tired of seeing that. I'm tired of seeing that. That's because somebody not loving you the right way and you ain't got your mind together. Get out of that.
Get out there. Go find somebody that's going to love you how you want to be loved and live your life. I guarantee you, you're going to be 10 times better for that person. The same thing for that for the other side. She's going to be 10 times better for you. So, yeah, get up out of it.
Yeah. I would say the first thing is trying to get them to understand you. I think that's one of the first things. And like Smooth said, that's like first step. And if she ain't trying to be understanding, she gone. But then when you go to that next step is more letting her know, like letting her more into your life. Because once she learns who you are and learns your background and learns why you do the things you do, I think that helps things down the line. Because, again, women are going to operate from how they're used to loving you, how they're talked to or how people talk to them, whatever. But you got to teach them, hey, you can't talk to me like this. This is what I like. This is what I don't like. And whenever you want to be open and honest with them, you're able to do that. But you got to be who you are, and you can't move off that square. You can't tiptoe around it. You still, hey, baby, you know, I love you. I really appreciate everything that you do for me. I just want you to know that when you do this, it made me feel this way. When you do this, it made me feel this way. And I think that'll help. But men, so for so long, you know, we're just so used to, I don't worry about it. I'm cool. And just I'm cool all the way up until you finally blow a fuse because you're so irritated with so much stuff. So, one, yeah, like I said, you just got to make sure that woman understands you, and then you create that space so that she can understand who you are and invite her into your world, and hopefully that should make things easier.
Yeah, I agree. As far as the question, how do I deal with life, understanding that the odds are stacked against us, understanding that, you know, it's just a different type of plight that being a black man provides, right? I understand the fact that we built for it. That's how I get through it. You see what I'm saying? Like, we are built for it. We used to. A lot of us come from adversity. A lot of us, even regardless of how successful that we are now, it was a time where we didn't have all this. It was a time where we was in an unstable ass situation. It was a time where we didn't have money. We couldn't go out there and buy what we wanted to buy. And we made it to this point anyway, right? So a lot of times you got to lean on your history. You got to lean on, you know, the adversity that you done overcame in these moments and understand, hey, I don't give a damn that these odds are stacked. I'm going to figure it out and I'm going to dominate because that's all I ever done in my life up until this point. This mm-hmm. will be no different.
Yep.
Having that confidence in you being a black man and you being able to talk, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's just what it is. And also going back to what Bro and them is saying is understanding the fact that we control what we tolerate. You don't have to tolerate some shit just because that's your woman or y'all in a relationship or that's your wife or whatever. She's disrespecting you or she neglecting you. And that goes for anybody, not just relationships, family members, mm-hmm. friends, kids, whatever. You control what it is that you tolerate. And a lot of times, like, we be feeling like we can't control that. We be feeling like we got to deal with it just because this is our woman, or we got to deal with it just because this is our mama, or just because this is our homeboy, even though they disrespecting us in a relationship one-sided as hell.
Mm-hmm.
We got to deal with it. We don't.
Mm-mm.
We don't. Remove them people from your life. Anybody that's not adding to you is taken away from you. There is no in-between. It's only productivity or it's dead weight, and that's family mm-hmm. included. So at the end of the day, that's what I keep in mind when I'm navigating out here, you know, and again, understanding that the fact that the odds are going to be stacked against us. I can do two things. I can lay down and whine and complain about it and stay where I'm at this level, or I could learn the game to finesse it, manipulate, and dominate like I've done in every aspect of my life. You got those two options. So it all depends on what type of man do you want to be. What do you want to be remembered for? A nigga who made excuses or a nigga who overcame? Pick one. Hell of a question, though, G. I appreciate you. We're going to move on to this one. Just the last one of the day. It's from Jonathan, Patreon.
God damn me. Boy, they came through no anonymous. Boy, y'all wanted the questions answered.
For sure. All right, he said, hey, crew family, my name is Jonathan. I've been rocking with y'all for a little while now. Started on the early episodes and almost caught up. Love what y'all doing. Keep blessing our culture with real facts. He said, I have a question. My wife and I don't have any kids of our own, but we are the uncle and auntie that everyone wants to be around. I have a nephew, not biological, a church member son, that I'm trying to help elevate to young king status. His home situation is trash, to say the least. And sometimes I feel overwhelmed and undersupported by his own mother and stepfather. They literally send him to me not much more than the clothes on his back. I've gone to and paid for several AAU basketball tournaments and hotels and countless other events. Not asking for a pat on the back because I feel like it's my duty to help them, because my uncles helped me when my sperm donor decided to dip out. My question is, given the facts, how can I stay encouraged and stay the course when I see him revert back to his BS ways he has at home? And how do I keep him from being just another kid with unfulfilled potential? P.S. Y'all making bread now. Y'all can please get a dry erase board and write the episode number on it so Trill can stop guessing what episodes y'all on. But seriously, much love and respect to y'all, everything y'all doing. Can't wait to pull up to the live show. I know y'all going to show up and show out. But yeah, so basically he's saying, man, he taking care of, you know, nephew through the church or whatever who got coming from a struggling situation. And every now and again, you know, the nephew kind of revert back to the bullshit, toxic ways of the environment that he come from. How do we keep him on the right path? Despite not getting no help from his mama, not getting no help from his stepdaddy, things of that nature.
I don't think you can. I think that what he's doing is great. You helping out with his AU stuff, like, you trying to be in his life, you trying to be a positive role model. But at the end of the day, if that kid gonna make some bad mistakes, you can't put that on yourself. You can't beat yourself up on that. If he wants to revert back and do those decisions, that's on him. But you did everything that you, you know, could do to prevent him from making those types of mistakes. And I think later down the line, hopefully he will thank you and really will understand that, like, this person was in my corner and wanted the best for me.
Right.
So that's all you can hope and pray that he does eventually turn it around. Because when you're young, you feel invincible. You think you know more than everybody. You think you got a lot of time. You just, you know, you just in the moment. You just careless. But, you know, especially with his situation, like, you know, who knows what's going on at home. So you being in his life is a little outlet, but he needs some kind of consistency. And he just, I know, it just going to take a matter of him just turn on that switch and be like, okay, this is what I want to do. This is what I'm going to focus on. I'm going to stay out of trouble, all this stuff. Because I've seen pastors, kids, I've seen, like, the best of the best people raise their kids, and they still, the kids still end up doing what they want to do.
Right.
So, you know, you only do so much, bro, in my opinion.
You need to figure out, and you're only going to figure this out around that kid, is he using you for the outlet? Or is he actually activating himself when you give him that outlet? Because if he's using you, you need to step away from that. He is who he is, right? If he's in that situation, when you put him in them situations and he tries his best to just soak all this shit in and get it all together and all that type of stuff there, because the crib going to be the crib. What he's learning is what he's going to, ultimately, that's what he's going to learn. But he can choose to go a different route. You understand me? And you can see that in him, in the way he talks, the way he walks, the way he carries himself, all that type of stuff when y'all together. You need to pay attention. You need to have a day with him and pay attention to see if he's using you for this, or when you got him with you, he's taking full advantage of the situation and trying to learn and in-depth himself in this shit. You get what I'm saying? Because obviously he in the hood. That's just what it is. He just in the hood. And there's countless kids, man, that I know should have been people. Should have been some real people for real. You get what I'm saying? But they fell to their situation. And you couldn't save them. Mm-hmm. Still to this day, can't save them. They're going to be who they want to be. They're going to be the image of what their parents said they was going to be or what their parents was. And you cannot save them. I'm sorry. You get what I'm saying? So I don't want you thinking that you being used in this situation. Now, by the parents, you are being used. That's just a fact in this. The parents know all that shit costs. They know that. You understand me? And they know you're going to be the outlet to get a child where they need to go and all that type of stuff. It's two of them. You mean to tell me none of them can't scrape up no bread for none of that stuff that's going on? None of them got time to go, you know what I'm saying, with their child? But you got to look at it like this, too. I guarantee you, if that child go on to be D1, they're going to be standing right next to them.
You already know.
You understand me? They child go on to be All-American, they're going to be looking for that child to go to the league and give them some money. You understand me? To take care of them off of your back. That's just how it's going to go, bro. You understand me? So, in my opinion, bro, you need to see, like, who that child really, what he made of. You understand me? When you get able to be out on your own, are you going to be your parents? are you going to be in the first in your line and change your name? That's what you need to figure out. And if he not think, and if he not thinking of that, then you need to goddamn let it go. You need to let it go, man. Some people need love from afar. Some people need to lose some things to gain the knowledge and the wisdom on what they need. For real, for real. Some people need to lose that. So you may need to step away from this kid to see what he gonna do. For real, for real.
Yeah, I think first things first is understanding the fact that people learn lessons on their own time, bro. That's just what it is. You can be giving somebody the best game in the world, but if they're not ready to hear it at that moment, it's irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 2-3 years down the line, it may smack them in the face, you know what I'm saying? Like somebody standing in front of them, like, damn, nah, he told me this, he told me that, blah, 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 so I'm going to start living by it. But all you can do from your end is give them the game. That's it. It's just like raising your kids of your own. You could tell them and show them what they're supposed to do all day long. But fact is, when they go out there in this world, they're going to do what they want to do. All you can do is hope that they don't go too far before that voice in the back of their head hit them with the game that you gave them when they was a kid. That's all you can hope for. Because that right there, I ain't going to lie to you, saved me from a lot of situations back in the day that could have went too far. But I could hear my daddy voice in the back of my head. I could hear my mama voice in the back of my head like, nah, you don't need to be doing that. Nah, I don't do that. Oh, this going to happen. Da, 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 da. And that caused me to be like, you know what? Nah, I ain't going with y'all boys to do that. Or, nah, I ain't about to do that. And that saved me. You see what I'm saying? But again, it's just about giving them that game, and what they going to do with it is what they going to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But that kid can never say, hey, man, nobody gave a damn about me. You paying for this man, hey, you paying for hotels for him to stay in, you pulling up to the game, supporting him more than his own goddamn parents. There is nothing more you can do. He don't live with you. That's not your kid.
That's a fact.
All you can do is give him the game and let the chips fall where they may. And you can't beat yourself up if the chips don't fall how you want them to fall. Because a lot of times they are not.
Yep.
Just like Bro and them saying, there's dudes in the hood right now who should be in the league. Or dudes in the hood right now who would have made a hell of a goddamn
doctor, lawyer,
whatever the case may be.
Could have been anything.
And you, a lot of times, you will try to give them the game on how to get there. Like, nah, gang, all you got to do is do this or do that. Da, 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 da. And it go in one ear and out the other because it's going to hit them on their own time. That's just the reality of this. So, you know, that's one thing that I learned in this life, man. I think, you know, a lot of us deal with that. We come from chaotic environments and we be successful. And immediately after we be successful, we start going through survivor's remorse because we want to bring as many of our guys with us as we can. You see what I'm saying? I done found this play. I done found the way, bro. Let's go get it. Let's do it. It's right here. That's how you do it, bro. Let's go. And then that's when you get smacked in the face with that hard reality. Everybody don't got the same work ethic you got. Everybody don't got the same vision you got. And more importantly, everybody don't have the same confidence in your abilities that you got. Because that right there, a lot of times, be what it revolves around. And in his situation, he not getting that positive reinforcement from his parents. So his confidence is probably in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what you telling him, regardless of what you trying to pour into him, he spend more time in that chaotic-ass environment than he spend with you. That's just the reality of it. So, again, all you can do is your part. Show that kid you give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing what you're doing. And, again, if it don't go how it's supposed to go, you did all you could, right. G.
Yep.
That's it. That's all, man. But, you know, again, man, we are praying for you. And I just want to say that, you know, that's some noble shit you're doing.
Yep.
That's a fact.
Because a lot of kids don't have that go-to person. You see, a lot of kids are raised in certain situations like he in, and it ain't no outlet.
Yeah.
In terms of productivity, in terms of having a positive influence of somebody who actually give a damn.
Because them niggas be, man, I ain't got time to do all that shit.
Right.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, man, prayers to all parties involved, though, man. But on that note, we're going to wrap this thing up, man. It's been a hell of an episode. Real quick, before we get out of here, I want to reiterate the giveaway is still going on.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that y'all tap the link in the bio. And the secret word for this episode is Apple. That is the secret word.
Yes, sir.
For everybody that been asking, we hadn't announced it yet until now. The secret word is Apple, man.
Extra points.
Extra points. And again, good luck to who win. Like I said, it's going to be a brand new MacBook Pro. It's going to be a brand new pair of AirPod Maxes. October 17th.
Out the box.
Whoever got the most points is going to win. It's as simple as that.
If it's in Houston and I'm close enough,
I might rock.
Matter of fact, Lee Address.
You know that look?
Lee Address. Put your address in the DM. That look.
So I can hand it to you personally.
Hand it to your personally. Then send them people at you the next block.
Like DoorDash, you know, y'all take a picture, right? Take that picture.
That's some wild shit. Take a picture with the nigga holding it around, right? That's crazy.
Yeah, hold it up. Now get here.
Give it up. I need that. I appreciate you.
We both winners.
I'm going to tag you in the post now.
I'm going to say you was a cool dude.
Stand up guy right there, man. But nah, man, salute to, you know what I'm saying, salute to who going to come out on top October 17th, man. We're going to tally up the votes and we're going to see where the chips fall. Again, salute to B-Box, you know what I'm saying, for the opportunity, man. Salute to Patreon. Salute to Crusader Nation, man. Everybody that been rocking with us, keep rocking with us, man. There's more things in the works. And you know, again, it's all attributed to y'all. On that note, we're going to go in and get up out of here, man. It's a new record going crazy right now online. Y'all probably done heard. Woo. Lil Yachty featuring J. Cole.
First of the year.
The Secret Recipe.
First on that note, man,
we are up out of here.
Allegedly. They figured out that I'm the secret recipe. The baddest hoes gon' test to eat and blame the high for wanting sex. I never wanted peace, fuck all the ops, I support Malcolm X. The stack of chains is just a front, overtaxed and underwhelming. Your jeweler pulled a major stunt. I don't smoke weed, already blunt. All of my cars I had to hunt. My dog is young as hell, but still a stout. We call him Baby Runt, like window shoppers. I see through every front, I speak out what I need. I post seek everything I want. I block out anything I hate. It's still the homie, still unpaid. The notice went unseen, the tenants too relaxed, the standards half collapsed, they wrote me in with lame, they treat me like I'm them, they hate I overcame, refuse to pat my back, refuse to shake my hand, refuse to give me props when I am not around, refuse to act like I ain't shift the sound, like I ain't push the culture, like several vultures ain't come after me. Like several vultures ain't come after me. Still I keep a P. Yeah, we still digress. And I'm playing checkers. I ain't playing chess. Cause I don't go around on niggas. We go over niggas. I show you niggas. I'm personally nothing like you. And plus I never liked you. I'm rich as hell, I'd never fight you. I'll have somebody snipe you. My doggy lucky on the edge. Holding on by a thread. Just like a kite. It wouldn't cost a price. And even if it did, it'd always be right. Just like I'm Bob Barker. When I speak, pay attention. Go over my words like highlight markers. My only celebrity crush is Nikki Parker. They said I got a type. Said all my hoes, they look the same. They said they look too light. Pee my cup, bet you couldn't tell that it was Sprite. I give a fuck about her face. She walking with a Bansky, I'ma strike. Yeah.
I'ma strike.
Sus.
I'ma strike, Cole and Yachty coming for their respect. Come and pay your debt, just like a travel pillar. We at your neck for the way you slept. It's nuanced, but I see hella influence in the way you dress, the way you sound, the way you try to move and try to stay abreast on all the latest flows and latest tones from Generation Next. Y'all chasing relevance is evidenced by the way you step. As for me, I cook so masterfully, ain't gotta pay a chef. I'm older now, but still I'm cutting edge. I'm like a bayonet from out the veil. We OSHA certified. You gotta wear your vest. Too many homicides, a lot of sliding. They good at making decks. Thanks to God, I made it out the city. Most would say I'm blessed. My greatest flex is that I made a milli. Feel like I'm Bangladesh. I hate the press, refusing interviews whenever they request. Niggas fake, progressive, and woke. I started saying less. I had to stop it. Peeped how they profit off of racial stress. Some activists got so rich they probably wish we stay oppressed. Studio steppers moving extra on songs faking rep. Only breaking bad in the lab. Thought y'all was making meth. Niggas making threats and I laugh. That's cause you ain't a threat. Don't ask how I feel about no rappers. Shit, they okay, I guess. Incoming call, press the button. The one that say accept. He FaceTimed to ask for a feature and saw the face of death. I'm on your song, your stream's going up. Not quite the Drake effect, but don't complain, bitch. Take what you get and cut the label check. My table set, I dine on your favorite. One verse will take his breath. I probably put more niggas on pause than Cam and Mason Beth. My agent get a whole lot of calls. It's like he paid the ref. These bitches out here looking like Steph. On the late contest, wide open, shooting they shot. Don't even waste your breath. I been stopped fucking you thoughts. Ain't got no patience left. Say that shit for one of them niggas that rock the fake protects. My paper stretch just like a Laker before he break a sweat.
son, the greatest yet.